Welcome back to chapter 53 on retail banking. So there is a telebanking facility. Similarly, there is a telemarketing efforts which banks undertake. So there are some rules and regulations around it, because at some point unsolicited calls became a real nuisance to a lot of people, and therefore some rules came around it, which is what we will cover in this topic. So telemarketing is used by banks to market their products, and therefore, because as I explained before, it sometimes became so persuasive and disturbing that RBI set out some rules in this regards. So what are those rules? That banks have to ensure that all direct selling agents engaged by them should register themselves with Department of Telecom as telemarketers. The bank should not engage telemarketers who are not registered. Banks has to furnish a list of DSA engaged by them, along with the registered telephone numbers being used by them for telemarketing to IBA, which is Indian Bankers Association, who will then inform to TRAI. Telemarketers automatically get registered NDNC, do not disturb this thing, access, database access. IBA will be coordinating agency at industry level to ensure compliance with requirement with TRAI regulations. Registration issued by DOT is valid for 10 years. National Informatics Center, NIC, has been authorized to set up a National Do Not Call, NDNC registry. Telemarketers to follow orders issued by Department of Telecom or TRAI. Technical conditions for operations of telemarketer center. So telemarketers must obtain telecom resources from licensed telecom service providers only. They are permitted to have both connectivity, which is for incoming and outgoing, connectivity through lease line, VPN, internet for non-voice application to remote location is allowed. Interconnection between telemarketing centers is not permitted. Compliance. Telemarketers should comply with guidelines for telemarketers as set up by TRAI, orders, directions issued by DOT, and orders or direction issued by TRAI on unsolicited commercial communication. Restriction on transfer of registration. So telemarketers without prior written consent of Department of Telecom shall not directly or indirectly transfer or assign registration in any manner to a third party. This is to ensure that whoever does the telemarketing, the responsibility is with the registered agency, and therefore you cannot outsource your telemarketing activity, but the outsourcing agency has also to be registered as the telemarketer with the TRAI. Security condition. So telemarketers must make available on demand to person authorized by DOT all the records. They have to ensure that their equipment should not become a safety hazard. They are supposed to telemarketers is to provide call data records of all specified calls handled by the system. And DOT may conduct any inquiry to determine whether there has been a breach in compliance of the guidelines. Prohibition of certain activities by telemarketers. So they will not engage in provision of any service other than telemarketing. They take necessary measures to prevent objectionable, obscene, unauthorized or any other content in any form consistent with the established laws of the country. Telemarketers will not infringe on jurisdiction of licensed telecom service provider. So in case they want to give back or terminate their registration, so DOT is the agency which can suspend the operations. The telemarketers may themselves surrender the registration by giving 30 days notice to DOT, or registration may be terminated for any failure to comply with guidelines for registration of telemarketers. So with that, we come to end of a very high level overview on telemarketing within the banking portion. So thank you.